889-517D, what up?
How you doing, Drew?
Yo, Beretta, how's it going?
What are you up to?
Well, I'm home right now, and my wife just cooked up some awesome hamburgers and French fries, and she made some really, really delicious pickles. And yeah, I'm just I'm full and I'm thankful.
I hear that. I think that's what we're going to do tomorrow. I don't know if you've ever tried it, but have you ever ate yak?
No, man, I have not.
It is an excellent meat, and I got a friend that raises them in Bonanza, and we usually buy a quarter to a half of a yak, and I'm thinking about having yak hamburgers tomorrow. Those things come out so good. It's different than beef. Doesn't taste like beef, but it is excellent meat. I mean, lean, not a lot of fat to it, just enough to hold the meat together. Yeah, they come out really good.
Heck yeah, I'm down with that.
We're just out running around. The wife just got home from shopping, and I was working on the duck pond up in the back part of the property and got it set up, and because we got another 12 ducks to integrate into with the other three, so, and doing our partial feeding before we have to feed again after dinner for the rest of the animals.
Do you have a going on for the ducks?
Let's say that again.
Sorry. Do you have a pond?
This is a big swimming pool. We have actually have two. We use a big stock tank that we buried in, that we're going to bury in. And what we do is we bury them like about a foot and a half deep to where they just walk into it, but then they have... Then we take pavers and make steps for them to get back out, and man, they love it.
Yeah, I was just thinking there's probably a lot of nutrients in that water. If you could put some rafts over the top of it, you know, like Chinampas, and float over the top, and then plant like lettuce over the top there, and suck up all that nitrate, nutrients, and all that stuff.
Yeah, actually, I know that would work. It's basically hydroponics.
Yeah, you could either build something with, like, reeds or, you know, get some, like, half-inch or one-inch polystyrene, put some holes in there with some net pots or whatever, and then plant in on top of that, and stuff would do pretty good.
I have to think about that. Well, our weather's starting to get cold now, and we're going to end up freezing, so, yeah, I've got a greenhouse. I could even try it in a greenhouse, maybe with a circulation pump. I've got a decent-sized greenhouse. Well, we got two more to put up, but I got the one that I do for all my garden plants that I start.
Yeah, I owe you an email, so I'll send you some ideas, and maybe something will work out good for you.
I think you have my email, don't you, Drew?
Yeah, my wife took it down when we were talking, and so I'll blast some stuff off to you, and you can play around with it and see if something works.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, I'm always game to try something new. I mean, with all the property we got here and all the different animals, might as well add a little bit more work.
Yeah, no doubt. And I'm just, you know, the weather is weird, you know, so, you know, it's good to be looking at different ideas. The cool thing with water is you've got thermal mass, and so that gives you some extra energy to work with, you know, when things start to get cold. And so I'm always looking for ways to mess around with that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'm always into experimentation. We do a lot of it around here with all the animals and everything that we build for the animals. Yeah, we got quite a bit going here, but yeah, we love it. It's what we love doing.
Well, a while back, I used to do a podcast called Off Grid Journey, and I'd get to interview some really interesting people. And one time, I got to interview this this woman who was farming up in the Rockies, and she and her husband had a homestead, and she was doing fruiting crops, tomatoes and peppers and corn and all kinds of things, you know, flowering stuff, you know, at high altitude and cold temperatures, and they were pulling it off. They were doing it through some tricks and adaptations, and so I've been trying to lift some of her tricks, and so I'll share some of those ideas with you.
Cool. Yeah, we're looking at, I want to get one of the greenhouses set up for herbs all through winter. We've got a pretty good-sized herb garden where we got, I mean, from tarragon to savory to rosemary, you name it. And we got, I mean, quite a bit. And, yeah, we're looking for a way to do it throughout winter because we got a lot of people that buy a lot of our herbs.
Yeah, man, it's all about thermal mass, you know, and ways to generate heat and absorb all that heat. Hey, over the past few days, 353 and I have been working on a screen, or skinning a 1,500-square-foot hoop house that I'm using to increase my poultry capacity. So we've been working on that. We got it all done. I got to do the doors. But we got it done over the past 2 days, and it's pretty cool. I'm really pleased with it.
I hear that. We just went up to you. We had our daughter's boyfriend had an aunt and uncle up in the city of Rogue River, and they turned around and got a hold of us and asked us. They're high 70s in age. And they have another two smaller greenhouses, but they had two of them that were 20 by 50 and asked if we wanted them, so we jumped on them. We went up there and dismantled them on their property, and it was right next to a creek there in Rogue River. It's about probably 12 miles out of Rogue River break. Yeah, so we went up there and did every other weekend for 2 weekends and went up there and dismantled them on trailers and hauled it all back here. So, yeah, we plan on putting up one of the 20 by 50s, and that's what it's going to be. It's going to be like for a hatchery.
Oh, wow, that's some really, really great capacity. Did you just get the frames, or do you have skin too?
No, we got to get the skin for them. They hadn't used them. The frame is excellent condition. I mean, we got all the pieces and parts. We got the tension springs for the cloth and everything. But no, we'll have to buy the cloth. We got a friend of ours that's got a company that he buys all his cloths from, and he's actually got his cloths on his big greenhouse, which is about a 30 by 50, and it's lasted him for 7 years now.
Yeah, some of those 6 mil skins, you know, with UV treatment should get you 10 years at least. Depends upon how good you take care of them. Let me know, you know, if you're looking for more sources. I'll hit up my brother. He owns Ladybug North Garden out of Phoenix. And we'll see if we can get some deals for you. He just hooked me up with a whole bunch of remnant skins. And so I've got enough to do all the hoop houses out on my site. So there's deals out there right now. So just let me know what you need.
Yeah, I'll do that, Drew. That sounds cool. So you've been staying busy?
Yeah, you know, putting that skin on that hoop was a lot of hard work, and I had to mill some lumber and stretch everything and screw it down and everything, so I'm a little bit sore. I'm not sore today, but, you know, I'm really happy with the work we did, and, you know, we got it done, and increases my poultry capacity by another 750 birds, so that's really cool, and, we've got hatching going on today. A bunch of chicks are hatching out, and that's always fun.
Oh, yeah. We got eight that hatch, but they're about, I think, about 5 weeks old now. And we got another six on the way on one. And then we had another mother with three, and we ended up having to pull two of them because she just... First time, rambunctious, stepped on their legs, hurt their legs, but they're doing fine now. They hobbled around for, I don't know, a couple of weeks. So, yeah, we're babysitting them. But, yeah, we do, we let ours natural hatch.
Yeah, I put some eggs under some of my broody girls, and I thought we were doing all right, and then they kind of forgot what they were doing and neglected it, so I was back to using the incubator.
Now, we thought about it, but we compared to the progress, you know, from buying them, like, from Grange and Coastal, and the difference between mama raising them, and, man, it's two different worlds completely, I mean, in their health. It literally two different worlds.
Yeah, man, I totally agree. I mean, usually I'm looking at, like, losses of, like, 1 in 10. And, you know, and now I'm looking at, like, 1 in 45. It's a huge difference. I think it has something to do with the Marek's vaccine.
Yeah. I don't know. We have fun. I mean, and we've got over 100 birds. That's all we've got. I mean, not including our ducks, but, and we've got, probably about five of them that are just Johnny on the spot with broody as soon as springtime hits. And there's still, we got two more broody hens that we're collecting eggs for.